Good morning. We continue Chayyadim, Klaus HaMechvav, and we learned Simon Yud, where the Chayyadim introduces this idea that when it comes to Isurim, where the Isur is not intrinsic in the item, it's only due to time, so then there's no din of Isur Sviya B'Yadayim. So you're allowed to feed a child food on a tinus, because there's no Isur Sviya B'Yadayim, because the item itself is not intrinsically Isur. That's sort of excused upon feed into the idea that part of the reason why is because what the child is receiving is something which has some elements of abomination to it, something which is inappropriate. So we don't want the child absorbing such a type of a thing. So we have an issue to be self for your daim. There's an opinion which holds maybe bezin, it's even mitzvah lafrishoy, etc. Something where there's nothing wrong with it, nothing. There's no abomination to the item itself. Maybe it's not so bad, and Sviya B'Yadayim is going to be mutter. It'd be difficult to understand it like that 100% because we apply the Sviya B'Yadayim to Malacha and Shabbos, to other areas as well. Okay, now, I do want to point out that some learn this halacha, not like the Chayyadim, that this Svora, that Dabar, which is totally in Zman, you don't say the Isra of Sviya, is all in conjunction with the idea that it's talking about food, and food is beneficial for the child, so that's part of Hana Ravise, it's part of the child's needs. So Chazal did not want to answer these things, because Hana Ravise, this is what the child needs to grow. So even though it's not Sakana, dangerous, etc., but in general, food is something which is important for the child. So, and there's nothing wrong with this food. It's only a service man. So that these two ideas coming together, we say, there's always a sphere of a dime. But something which would not be a scenario of food, or something which there's a sort of hanu revise. So those situations, even if it is only an Isra which is totally in Zman, there still would be an Isra of Sviya B'Yadayim. So they add this Kadesh, which the Chayyadim does not seem to add. On the other end of the spectrum, Shulchan Aruch Rav takes this idea so far that he argues Chometz and Pesach is an Isra which is totally B'Zman. There's nothing wrong with Chometz in general. Horai, you're allowed to eat Chometz the whole year. So during Pesach, there's an Isra eating Chometz. It's Isra totally B'Zman. There would not be an Isra Sviya B'Yadayim. We see from the Chayyadim before, the Chayyadim did not say that. He only said that in conjunction with the child who was a Chayyadim. Melecha Shabbos, we mentioned already, there is an issue to have a child do Melecha. You can't coax a child to do Melecha. That's Sviya B'Yadayim, even though it's an issue of Tolei B'Zman. So this concept of issue of Tolei B'Zman, there's no din of Sviya, does have some limitations. Okay, now the Chayyadim moves on to Yom Kippur and Simon Yud Aleph. Yom Kippur, Pachazim, Ben Teshon, and Shleimim, Ein Mechan, Ken Klal. Regards to the Inuyim on Yom Kippur, Achil and Shtia, the child under the age of 9, eats and drinks normally. We're not Mechanach at all. Regards to the din of Rechitza and Sicha, the Gemara seems to indicate that these are things which are beneficial for the child, so Chazal did not put any din of Chinuch on them. The only thing, Tashas Mita, obviously is not relevant to a child. The only issue which we are mechanech a child is chutz minilas asandol, shein bezed tsar latino klal. There's no discomfort for the child to not wear shoes. I mean, they used to go barefoot, but many times people went barefoot anyway. Nowadays we wear these rubber-soled canvas shoes. Children wear that all the time. So there's no discomfort for the child. So we are mechanic the child in regards to nilas sandal. Gam rechitza b'chamin, shein noigim esman ezeh b'lav hachi l'rochsam, k'mokam nirli d'rechitza z'enayim, shutzar gadol ein tzarech l'hachmer aleim. Now, the Gemara says that washing a child on a regular basis with hot water was part of how the child was healthy and grew. So, the Chayyadim points out that Bizman Chazal, they did this all the time. So you can argue that's called Hanravisa, that's part of the needs of the child. So we go to this argument, we cannot ask the child to refrain from that. It's not healthy for him, he needs it. Nowadays, that's not true anymore. But even so, so we're not going to allow rechitza b'chamin on Yom Kippur, even if the chamin was worn beforehand, so there's no malacha involved in heating it. A person would fill a hot tub, a hot basin, a hot with a barrel or a basin or a tub with hot water beforehand, so there's no malacha involved, but still there's a separate issur, independent of the malacha part of it, the rechitza b'chamin. So that, the Gemara says, seems to indicate that the child does not have that issur because it's beneficial for the child. Nowadays, that's different. It's no longer true. But rechitza d'inayim, which is hargadol, washing off their eyes if they're irritated. Child, no, there's no reason to be machmir on a child. Under the age of 9, even if the child wants to fast, we do not allow him. Even if the child is a very healthy child, we do not allow the child. We have to stop the child. We ban test shonim shlemos. After 9 complete years, so the child is in his 10th year already, Yom Kippur comes, so we're mechanachim for show. So what does that mean? If normally he eats breakfast at 8 o'clock, he should wait till 9 o'clock. A person normally eats breakfast at 9 o'clock, he should wait till 10 o'clock. He eats his first meal of the day 1 hour later than he usually does. The more the child can tolerate, a very healthy child can wait 2 hours. So we should train him to move to 2 hours or more. So we get the child used to the idea of not eating. The child has reached 11 full years. He's in his they're in the 12th year. So for a Tana, that's the year before the Bas Mitzvah. For a boy, that's 2 years before the Bas Mitzvah. Let's leave this last point over here because actually we do not follow this nowadays. So you need to clarify this point. We'll talk about it more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.